gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. It's the new Burnout Woman's T-shirt in vintage white. Check it out. Okay.
Wow.
Awesome.
How's that reading on the camera?
Well, currently it looks like the Wonder Woman set blew up in here. Because,
yes.
They've added more.
More Captain America.
Where are my bracelets? It's a... Wow, there's a lot of red, white, and blue in here this morning. If you're watching on the TV, on Current, that's some stars and stripes and yikes.
All right. Oh, wow, that's awful.
All the best is waiting right. For you.
I feel like I'm in Captain America's underpants. Okay, we just got more
sure, Wonder
patriotic.
Woman has been there.
I know, what are you implying about Wonder Woman?
She's a bit of a hoe.
Slut, look at her.
Yeah,
look.
Super
All
hoe.
Right. You know, now that we're on the TV, Chris, you should really be more politically correct because you can see my soundbite list.
Yeah.
And you just label what the soundbites are we have for today, Obama and chicks, and then homos. What's on the agenda for today?
Well,
soundbite
that's
one.
Shorthand. You know, it's efficient.
I'm nothing if not efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting right to the point.
That's
we
right.
have Charlie Pierce of Esquire.com, hilarious, as usual. Ian Millhiser of the Center for, I can't say the whole
Center
thing.
For American Progress Action Fund.
Exactly.
There you go.
Everybody's an action hero today.
Center for America.
All right. He will talk about, actually, Mitt Romney, is he still, are we still waiting on his, what they said he's thinking about what his immigration stance is.
He really doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He'll get back to it.
My position is evolving.
He'll gather that information.
Which is
information.
Strange because I don't believe in evolution.
And get back to you on that. All right, so lots of stuff to get to.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
I'll try to find a spine or some sort of principle of some sort and get back to you. All right, SexyLiberal.com, where you can get the aforementioned new Sexy Liberal T-shirts and hats and baseball hats.
Oh, you're not wearing your hat today?
No, I'm not. I didn't want to overdo.
Oh, well.
If I'd known how overdone the set was...
The set.
I would have come in a headdress, a patriotic headdress of some sort.
Are Chris and I going to have to wear Captain America outfits
yes,
now on?
I think we are.
Oh, no. That would suck if I had an on-camera audition.
No, you can be Captain America. You can be, what's the other one? Thor?
Hulk.
The big...
The Hulk.
No, you got to have long hair to be Thor. Oh. I'll be the Hulk.
All right. Audra and Kate, they did the basement promo for the Minneapolis Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Steph. Wanted to thank you for the wonderful show Saturday night. We're all glowing all weekend long. Oh, there was an afterglow from Sexy Liberal for sure.
Mm.
It was simply freaking awesome week, and it was nice to celebrate with you, John and Aisha, and a bunch of Sexy Liberal Minnesotans. Yeah. Woot.
Yeah.
They speak Minnesotan. I don't.
Sure.
Anyway, I attached some photos. I think we put those up. I think they're up all over the Sexy Liberals.
Yep.
And things. Yeah. Very, very cute. And then Margaret, Steph, will your show be coming to Columbus, Ohio? Margaret, get with the program.
Hey, Columbus, we've got the cure for what makes you K-sick.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Stephanie Miller and her Sexy Liberal crew are coming to the Capitol Theater on August 18th.
What a fun, sexy time for you.
Join comedic geniuses Hal Sparks... John Fugelsang.
Fox News is like a mecca for people who hate mecca.
And talk radio goddess Stephanie Miller.
It's the most action I've had, not in how long.
As they help Columbus rediscover its funny bone.
Who's laughing now, huh? I'll tell you who's laughing now. We are!
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, at the Kappa Ticket Office, or by calling 800-745-3000. This is truly the show that will put the back in Ohio. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show, coming to the Capitol Theater on August 18th. Buckeye State, you're going to love our nuts.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love my nuts.
Yes. Yep. All right.
He did say Buckeye State.
Buckeye.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was our first major affiliate, as I recall, Columbus.
Yes. I remember that trip because we were flying in an ice storm or rain thunderstorm of some sort, and Jim thought it would be funny to keep singing Buddy Holly songs to me. And I was like, stop it! It's not funny.
Maybe, that'll baby. Be the day that when I die.
Yeah, and then he just would alternate making plane noises. I was like, Yeah. Not funny. Nonsense trying to cross up PCH one night with Jim and a friend of mine. With Jim, we were trying to get to a sushi place.
Yes.
Yes, there was alcohol involved, and he makes the most authentic noise of getting hit by multiple cars I've ever heard. Thanks.
See, it's
right.
A front of real tires.
That.
You know. Didn't that famous person get hit on PCH?
Ben Vereen. That's the old joke. How do you get to Malibu?
Yeah.
You go up PCH until you hit Ben Vereen and then turn left. He was fine.
He's fine.
He's fine. All right. That's not funny.
No.
Yeah. It just became really startlingly. I could sort of see myself being hit several times like a rag doll, you know, multiple times. All right.
You will do anything for sushi.
Jim's fun. Yeah, hello. All right. I won't go there. Fill in your own joke.
Exactly.
All right. So, very exciting. We've got to, oh, by the way, Mittens is flip-flopped. I know. What time is it? Mittens is flip-flopped again.
Yeah.
His campaign has downgraded the number of jobs he claims that he created.
Oh, really?
Remember that number, 100,000? Not so much.
More like 10?
Yeah. Tens of jobs. He's created tens of jobs.
Tens of jobs.
Yes. Oh, who can Mitt be
then
now?
Then I fire them. Right after that.
Who can it be now to get your vote? Don't mind those things he ever said or wrote. What can it do now to win your trust? When he had wished that Chevrolet go bust. What can it do now to get your vote? Buy you a house or just a fishing boat. If you don't think Mittens is on your side, just sit and wait. He'll be there by and by. Who can it be now? Who's that new kiss now? Who can it be now? Is he at B now?
Nothing but net.
Cool.
This morning.
And he's moving this week.
Vail.
To Vail, Colorado. So he's disassembling his home studio, he's putting stuff like that together.
A lot of people thought that I've always said it's a couple, Mike and Raleigh. It's Mike in Raleigh.
In Raleigh,
North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's hightailing it out of North Carolina.
So Raleigh will not be coming with him.
No.
To Vail.
Mike and Raleigh have gotten a divorce.
Yes. Exactly. Well, he was pissed about Amendment 1.
Yeah.
He quit them. Apparently it was not hard to quit them.
No. Oh, by the way, we just got a tweet from Jackie Schechner.
Hi, Jackie.
And she said, if it's Action Hero Day on the Stephanie Miller Show on Current, I'm going to need a fancier cape. Maybe something bedazzled.
Someone get on that. Bedazzle Jackie Schechner's cape immediately. All right. One of the campaign's early talking points, Romney's, was that he helped create 100,000 jobs. Remember that?
Yeah.
At Bain. Hmm. The campaign repeated the claim through the primary despite a glaring lack of evidence. Wow! Speaking of superheroes, Caribou Barbie even doubted that. Oh, they'll have to gather that information and get that to me, the facts.
Guys and gals!
Oh, I don't think so. Doesn't pass the smell test. Romney eventually stopped repeating the talking point. Now it seems they're trying to completely etch-a-sketch the number. They have severely lowered it. The new Romney jobs math is significantly more modest than the old. This time the campaign is asserting that Romney created a...
Dozens?
Thousands. Actually, he's saying thousands, but they don't really have anything to back that up either.
Right. Well, technically, hundreds of thousands is thousands.
There's
still a lot of thousands.
This is nothing less than, according to Think Progress, nothing less than admission that the 100,000 claim entirely bogus.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another.
You're a lying sack of
yet
crap.
Another myth.
You're a lying sack of crap.
Probably exported
100,000
jobs.
Stinky, nasty sack of liquid crap.
I don't know what most people are saying. I think this new ad is pretty effective on Bain, because if that's what you're running on, if you want a Klieg light on that, well, here you go. And it, like somebody at Bain said, this isn't some Democratic strategy. The Bain guy said, I didn't think what we did is creating jobs. No, we didn't. The point was not to create jobs.
No.
The point was to loot companies and us take the money.
We get the money.
And whatever happens to them, fine.
We don't give a damn.
What? Yeah.
Who?
Well, that's what they keep saying. You know, Romney's camp says, I think, you know, the American people know that, you know, there's winners and losers in business. Well, more often than not, they tended to lose when Bain came in because that's, you know, again, that wasn't the point to create jobs. And now he's trying to make it seem like that's a, that he, what he did in his life was business or job creation.
The winners are people, like Mitt Romney, and the losers are everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, President Obama trying to tarnish Mitt Romney as a corporate titan who got rich by cutting rather than creating jobs.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Computer says yes.
Yes, that would be accurate. The new TV ad, which includes interviews with one-time workers at the Kansas City steel mill. We played some of it yesterday. That Bain failed to successfully restructure. Workers lost jobs. Health care benefits and pensions were reduced. That was more often the rule, you know, the exception than the rule. It was like a vampire. They came in and sucked the life out of us, said one of the steel workers. Bain Capital walked away with a lot of money they made off this plant. We view Mitt Romney as a job destroyer. So, yeah. By the way, J.P. Morgan Chase's disclosure, it lost more than $2 billion on bad trading bets, renewed calls for tighter oversight of the nation's biggest financial institutions, a position Obama has supported and Romney has opposed. You know, so a lot of this stuff is going to be in the spotlight, and there couldn't be a sharper contrast. Romney dispatched Ed Gillespie. You know when Ed Gillespie, you see him on TV? You know there's some going down.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He was on a conference call with conservative bloggers yesterday to respond to the Obama ad. The campaign planned to frame the attacks on Romney's record as an attack on free enterprise. See, that's the thing. Specifically the vulture capitalism that Bain engaged in, not free enterprise.
Some dork was calling the Bill Press Show this morning. He said, "Hey, Bill, tell me how much money do you have to have before you're greedy?" It's not the point, you moron. It's,
oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I love this part. The campaign, we're going to frame the attacks on Romney's record as an attack on free enterprise and to cast the auto bailout as an example of private equity at work.
Right. Nice try. Small government solutions.
Yeah.
A government bailout because there was no private money available then because of the credit crisis. Yeah. And you were against it. I mean, it just is incredible.
Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Yeah. And then Romney advisors predicted the attacks on Bain would backfire because most voters understand some businesses succeed while others fail. Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah.
That's not what
but
Bain engaged
in. But he deliberately made them fail so he could profit by it.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Wait a minute. The Romney campaign just had a conference call with a whole mess of conservative bloggers. Weren't conservative bloggers and people like Sean Hannity all up in arms because the Obama administration did the same thing?
That was different. That was collusion.
That was collusion. Oh, okay.
Because he didn't do this with his hands when he was doing it.
Conservative bloggers are a-holes. Mm.
You know who I know those have more credibility on our side? Because I'm never invited.
Yeah.
Only responsible journalists.
Yeah. We have never been on a conference call with the White House.
I've never been invited to meet with anybody about anything.
I have an idea for another song parody for Mike, formerly of Raleigh.
Yes.
It's from the Kinks. Nitty boy, you job destroyer.
Mike, get on it. Get on it. Chop, chop.
I hope you haven't packed away your soundboard yet, Mike.
Come on, let's go. 20 minutes after the hour. Right back, live from Captain America's Underpants. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What the hell was that?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bad, bad.
Stephanie Miller.
Better.
Girl.
Jim is transfixed with the news that France has a first trollop and not a first lady.
Yes, they're
a
not
first
married.
Trollop.
Valérie Trierweiler was a German name. And those of you Carla Bruni fans, don't worry. The new French first lady is also hot. So
awesome.
I can confirm.
That's a prerequisite. 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Gene in Minneapolis. Hi, Gene.
Morning, Steph.
Morning.
Just wanted to say that Mitt Romney has a math problem. You know, he can't exactly remember the number of jobs he created, and he says that marriage is between one man and one woman, except he's only talking about in this life, because in the afterlife, Mormons believe a man gets 100 or more wives.
Oh,
really?
Really?
That's better than the 80 virgins.
70-something. How many
virgins do you get?
72.
72 virgins, yeah.
Or is it white
virgins?
Those
last two that kill you, Jim. All right. Thank you, Gene. Wow. All right. Let's see. We're looking for excitement now that all the fun is getting sucked out of the race. Romney looking for an incredibly boring white guy for vice president,
yeah.
According to a one Republican who's
see,
pretty...
See, here's a shock.
Yeah. Politico reports that Romney is trying his hardest to pick a deliberate anti-Palin. The prize pick said this official, an incredibly boring white guy. All right. That's so different for the Republican Party. Why don't they try something?
Where am I? What am I doing here? What?
Here's all we have left to hope
Stockdale.
For. Oh, speaking of action heroes, as we do our show live from Captain America's underpants, and I am Wonder Woman.
Live from Captain America's underpants, it's...
We can only
show.
Hope that Mitt Romney becomes the Hulk. Who is this? Oh, BuzzFeed has Mitt Romney's 1981 arrest and four other times he lost his cool.
Yeah.
So we can hope that he loses.
You wouldn't
his
like me when I'm angry, my friends. I'll cut your hair. I will.
At least that
would
make him somewhat interesting.
Yeah. All right. Here are the fun facts. In 1981, Romney was putting the family boat into a lake there. When a park officer told him he couldn't because the license was painted over, if he launched, he'd face a $50 fine. I was willing to pay the fine, Romney said. Yeah, he's one of those rich douches that don't please money.
Oh, okay.
Boy,
I'll
get out of the way of my boat.
I'll pay the fine twice.
I've got 10s and 20s.
But the officer returned, visibly angry at being ignored, handcuffed Mitt, who was dripping wet in a bathing suit, and booked him for disorderly conduct. Yeah, see, and Romney, right, wild and crazy. Tangling.
So, Glenn Close was the arresting officer. I will not be ignored.
Yes. Tangling with a traffic cop at the
I'm
Olympics.
I'm not going to be ignored.
No.
No.
He tangled with a traffic cop at the Olympics. He pushed deputies out of the way to personally manage a traffic snarl outside the Olympics.
Wasn't he in charge of the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he got arrested at the Olympics?
No, he just tangled. He pushed the traffic cops out of the way and started directing traffic.
I'm in charge here.
Wow.
He also lit into an 18-year-old security volunteer who told reporters that Romney asked who the f*** he was and what the f*** an amateur like him was doing at the Olympics. Oh, my. Isn't the Olympics for amateurs?
All amateurs, yes.
All right. All right. Oh, and then putting Rick Perry in the Vulcan neck pinch, that was my personal favorite when they were this close to angry gay hate sex. Favorite. You know, it was like this close to the tent scene in Brokeback Mountain. That
is
one.
Illogical, my friend. He's about ready to spit.
I didn't hear this one. Sparring with party rockers, LMFAO.
Rockers in the house tonight.
They were on a flight from Vancouver to L.A. Skylar Gordy of the band said that Romney yelled, "Sir, sir, put your seat up," and reached up and put a condor grip on me. It was pretty hostile.
Wow.
And then he yelled at a radio host over his gay marriage record.
Oh, dear.
It's Sandy Rios. Asked him about something.
Oh, featured her in Right Wing World.
Yes, he lost his temper and accused her of lying. So that's all we have to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen, is that Mitt Romney loses at some point. All right, in a debate. 29 minutes after the hour, speaking of which, Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Live from Captain America's underpants, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
A town where everyone's got a story. I moved here because on a calculator, the zip code spells boobs.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Oh, Bill O'Reilly. I love hearing him talk about his hardscrabble youth.
Oh.
Growing up on Long Island, my folks didn't have very much. We didn't have air conditioning, never bought a new car, ate SpaghettiOs and tuna. But never once, never once did my parents show jealousy toward the rich people who lived in Garden City a few miles away. I never heard any of that. I heard, save your money and don't order an appetizer. That's what I heard. But America 50 years later is a far different place. Now we have class envy that is being stoked by the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and back then there was a safety net.
Exactly.
There was such a thing as a middle class. You
right.
could send your kids to school.
Right. Without, and conservatives like Bill O'Reilly are doing everything they can to dismantle that safety net.
I'm just saying, I love SpaghettiOs. Okay, that's just my...
Although SpaghettiOs and tuna? That sounds
not
like
the
your
same time.
No, that sounds like your little pea tomato shrimp creation.
Shrimp, peas, and rice.
That's what we ate when my parents went out. Then they, you know, with the other 1%, and then we were left with the 99% food. That, here, warm up a can of SpaghettiOs. All right, Dana Perino on Fox and Friends.
The crass politics of the left, and in particular, you see right through that gay marriage announcement last week, even though it meant a lot to a lot of people. But
still
then
crass.
The 90 minutes later, the fundraising appeal, within 24 hours, suggesting that Mitt Romney is backwards on equality when President Obama had the same position 24 hours before. It's exceedingly political, and people see that, notice it, and I think that they're thinking, do we want four more years of that, or do we need to change direction on the economy?
It's almost as if it were a political campaign, and he were running for president or something.
Yeah, of some sort. Yeah, how crass that is to have you know, some teenage gay kids not kill themselves because the president affirmed their existence. That's really crass and horrible. By the way, even Mark McKinnon, Republican strategist, even he said he could lose some swing states because of this. That's why it was really actually brave.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, okay, just in crass and political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Dana Perino think that we're too stupid to remember that she was actually part of a political campaign and that she did crap like this as well?
No, they never did anything crass or political in the Bush. Okay, wow. Pat Buchanan on marriage equality.
What the president is attempting to do when they say equality of marriage, he's attempting to impose a radical idea onto the entire American people, and to do it by coercion. The American people aren't accepting of this. Mm. I believe that it is unnatural and immoral, the relationship. And we are trying to enshrine that in the Constitution of the United States.
I want to send him on a free boat ride back to Homoland.
I love your...
Oh, boy.
Buchanan impression.
Boats that brought the blacks here, who should thank us
You're
for the
welcome.
Free boat ride, will use that boat to send the homos back to Homo Land.
In the morning.
Homo
the
Island.
Ain't we got fun?
No, not really.
There's Homo Island, yeah.
How much room is there on Fire Island?
First John
of all,
Roberts,
how is the president forcing anything on anybody? It doesn't change policy or anything. He's stating his personal opinion. I don't... Okay.
You're forcing
He's
me to acknowledge
it,
the fact that homos exist.
Mm. All right, Pat.
I'm not standing for it.
Okay. Here is a Fox News legal analyst.
Yeah.
Because they're just, you know, they just do the news. They don't express opinion. It's fair and balanced.
I'm hoping gasoline's going to stay close to $5 in November because that will be the reason. Why? No joke, because think about it. Everything gets affected by it. Your groceries, commutation costs.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that gas prices stay.
So that
would be considered journalism on Fox?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that gas, because that will be really bad for average Americans.
And she was a legal analyst. What did that have to do with the legal profession, court cases, or anything like that?
She used the word commutation, as you do with the sentence.
Oh,
sure.
She meant commuting.
As you are wont to do.
I hope gas prices stay at $1 million.
Yeah, because that'd be good for us.
For the oil companies.
Okay. So Republicans and the conservatives are hoping that...
Yes, rooting against America once again.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
DeRoy Murdoch, he's new. He's a Fox News science expert, Jim.
Ah, that's oxymoronic.
People who are pro-global warming very often will dismiss skeptics of a global warming theory as flat earthers, knuckle-dragging idiots, people who are anti-science.
Yes.
There are scientists on both sides. There are hundreds or thousands on both sides debating this. And
hundreds of
the sort of Al Gore side has said, oh, well, this is settled. We don't need to talk about this. Let's just start the regulations and do cap and trade and so on because the science is settled. And clearly there are many scientists on the other side saying, no, this isn't settled. This needs to be, discussed and debated.
No,
literally,
first
dozens.
Of all, speaking for Al Gore's side on Al Gore's network, let me take a moment to say, first of all.
You are an
idiot. What, is that the guy that did the math on Mitt Romney's hundreds of thousands of jobs
that
he's created? Hundreds of thousands of scientists disagree.
By which I mean tens.
Yeah, tens.
And they're all working for oil companies.
Well, they don't. There are not. Yes, there are three that work for ExxonMobil. Hundreds of thousands of scientists.
Maybe one that works for BP.
Yeah, would I like a list of that? Can I have a list of those hundreds of thousands of scientists?
I have a list right here.
I can't show it to you, but... All right. John Scott, Fox News, again, straight anchor, straight news. Straight and balanced news.
The president can point his finger at Congress and say that's a do-nothing, dysfunctional organization.
Yes.
Well, some say gridlock is a good thing because the government can't get in the way.
Some say, putting on his Ted Baxter voice. You can tell I'm a serious journalist. Oh, Lou.
Gridlock is a good thing?
Gridlock is
a
good
thing.
So
what's the point of it? Why don't we just cancel Congress and the Senate? Okay, if you don't want the government to do anything, then why do we even have
Conservatives and the teabaggers just want to get rid of government altogether, obviously.
Okay. Can we just get rid of their half and then at least we can get something done? No? All right. Mm-hmm. All right, that concludes a frightening and confusing right-wing world.
Yeah.
Kathy in Asheville on Pat Buchanan. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Good to talk to you again.
You too.
I was listening to Pat Buchanan. I was going to say, I've always thought that there was something very unnatural between Pat and Dave Buchanan.
Oh, no. Ew.
Yikes.
Dondelos, yikes. Okay.
There's nothing not disturbing about that.
No. Yeah, really, on every level. Kirkland in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Kirkland.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm just calling to comment on the president's statement on gay marriage. He said that, in his heart of heart, in so many words, that they should have gays should have the right to get married. That's no more than enforcing what the Constitution states, that everyone should have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And one more thing he stressed on was the fact that,
Kirkland, I haven't heard anybody say that. That's a good point. How does that not fall under the pursuit of happiness?
The right wing just want happiness to be in their direction. They don't want anyone else happy. That's the reason why they're against everything that the president is trying to enforce. And one more thing he said. He said that the price that Jesus paid, and we believe as Christians, we should believe in the power of the blood of Jesus and the sin, whatever you may label as sin, was forgiven by what Jesus did, not what we do, but by what Jesus did, and he's going to judge us all in the end.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kirkland. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, the president talking about marriage equality.
We have never gone wrong when we expanded rights and responsibilities to everybody. That doesn't weaken families. That strengthens families.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not according to Pat Buchanan.
He just said it's the right thing to do. Period. Mm-hmm. End of sentence. He said, Romney, he said, well, we've got this time out as a candidate who said he would basically rubber stamp the Republican Congress and who wants us to go backwards and not forward. I agree. Mittens, yes.
From the beginning, this nation has trusted in God, not man.
That man is Joseph Smith.
Religious liberty is the first freedom in our Constitution. And whether the cause is justice for the persecuted, compassion for the needy and the sick, or mercy for the child waiting to be born, there is no greater force for good in the nation than Christian conscience in action.
But once you're born, you're screwed, my friend.
Yeah.
So only Christians can have consciences?
Right.
Okay, thanks
by
for
the
leaving
way,
me out of that.
I don't mean to be a... Can your religion be based on a guy named Joe? Joe Smith. Doesn't it sound like an alias in a lawsuit? Joe Smith? Really?
No, they don't worship Joe Smith.
No, but
Smith.
Who decided that he was a guy that...
Because he can only read the magic book with the magic testicles. Spectacles.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
They have those too, clearly.
No, but what was the story? Where did he go? And Joseph Smith, right?
Mm-hmm. He found something somewhere.
Buried in a backyard in upstate New York, somewhere. I think it was. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So he's like one of the guys that I grew up around in Lake Erie that had the metal detectors on the beach, and he
walking
found something.
Along.
Yeah. Yeah. The Niagara River.
Lake Niagara. Yeah. And he just found something, and he went, hey, I got a thing. I'm going out to follow me. And people just went, okay.
Computer says yes.
Just kidding, I'm not.
Look, I found a buffalo head nickel.
Look, if you look at the origin of any religion, it sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, I'm honestly not mocking it. I don't
really?
Know the...
The flying spaghetti monster? How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Why, I never...
Are you mocking his noodly appendages?
I'm just saying that...
I'm not mocking, I just... I know. I'm just saying, how did they decide that some guy was a prophet?
Because he said he was.
Okay. I'm just saying, a lot of that was very big when I grew up in Western Europe with those metal detectors. I don't know what they were looking for.
That only I can read.
What was the point of that? Like, what, you find a quarter? Like, oh, eureka, I can retire now. Like, what?
Even
what
worse.
Were you going to find with that?
They got excited when they found a bottle cap.
Like, oh, tinfoil.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, what do you think? Like, people buried
gold? You still see people walking on the beach in Venice with metal detectors. Mm-hmm.
They're going to find some gold doubloons
someday. Yeah, they're not going to find anything except for a pop top.
Like a cartoon to me. Yeah. It's like the magnet.
Here be the treasure.
It's like the magnet. Shaklank. Oh, okay. Like, whoa, wow. It's a good day for me. I found a penny or something. I don't know. Okay.
A rusty nail. Yay.
Yeah. Now the drink, that would be exciting.
I don't think you'd want it if it had been buried under sand for a couple of decades.
Give me an actual rusty nail in your drink.
Anybody that guys out there that are listening that have one of those, what the hell are you looking for and why? I just want to know.
$1 million.
More puzzling to me than the founding of Mormonism.
They're loners.
Okay.
Their metal detectors are their friends. They have no other friends.
Oh.
Okay. Gina in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to mention the thing about sanctity of marriage. Kim Kardashian was married for 72 days.
Yes. Yeah.
And right. They even had a show.
Are you questioning the sanctity of reality television, my friend?
I know. They had a show called Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire,
yes,
where two strangers got married.
Yeah.
And they're upset that some loving couple that's been together for 20 years can't get married. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Don't you believe in the sanctity of greed?
Gina, you're missing a point.
It's
they
huge.
Have the same naughty bits, and that's just... That's just icky. Okay, 46 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Suddenly I'm obsessed with metal detectors now. 46 minutes after
thanks
the hour.
Thanks to Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Can you absolutely positively guarantee that it will give me an orgasm?
Yeah.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm
yeah,
your
well, you
dream, I'm your dream.
Pull it down.
I'm nothing in between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way.
Actually, yeah, I can think of a couple.
Yeah, you would. No, you don't. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi, Steph. First of all, Rusty Nail is my favorite drink.
Yeah.
Second of all, my wife and I love Seriously Sinatra. But the reason why I'm calling is to observe that with people like Bill O'Reilly, we are not supposed to envy or be angry at the blindingly rich, but we are supposed to envy and be angry at people who have a decent pension.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly, David. That's the thing is nobody is trying to do class warfare or people just want fairness. That's
mm-hmm.
all we're talking about. Nobody envies success. It's just, but the way, for instance, Bain Capital went about it is not, it's vulture capitalism.
Right. If you get rich by ruining other people's lives, then that's a problem. It's
yes.
not about you being wealthy. It's you being criminals.
Yep.
Yes. Walter in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Stephanie. I've got the bottom line for
all
the
right.
Americans.
Okay.
Number one, they are Americans.
What?
Period. They have fought and died in every American war since the Revolutionary War. They are entitled to every right that every other American enjoys. That is the bottom line.
Yeah, but that's not what Fox News says.
That's what fine American Walter in Detroit says. Thank you, Walter. And thank you for your service on my phone.
That's not what super straight man Marcus Bachman thinks.
Jim,
who
said, young folks who marched and mobilized and stood up and sat in Seneca Falls to Selma to Stonewall, they didn't do it just for themselves. They did it for other people. That's how we achieved women's rights, how we achieved voting rights. That's how we achieved workers' rights. That's how we achieved gay rights. That's how we've made this union more perfect.
Pat Buchanan.
Oh, my God. Such a bad guess. No, President Obama.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess Marcus Bachman. That sounds like something he'd say.
No. No. Also a bad guess. Okay. Julie in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jules.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
This is a first-time caller. I just wanted to mention that going back to the lady on the broadcast earlier who made a comment as a Republican, that she hoped that the gas prices continued to rise, or
yes,
at least yeah, stay at a high level. I felt outraged as she said that, because I think it's an overarching theme that's reoccurring in the Republican Party, that it is not what is best for the American people. Rising gas prices is not it. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican.
Julie, you are in Chicago, which, as you recall, when you lost the Olympics, Chicago was not in America anymore, as the Republicans cheered.
Right.
They actually cheered in places when because that was considered a loss for President Obama. And that's
right,
when Chicago was removed from America.
That's the night Chicago died.
Yeah, that literally. Brother, what a night that really was. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, that you're just like, you're going, yeah, that's, you're not supposed to do that in open. You're really rooting against America. Really?
Yeah.
You just are cheering that America just lost the Olympics.
That's
okay,
kind of par for the course for Republicans, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I love that. Can you take out your organ for me? Evangelicals unhappy with Republicans' gay marriage strategy. Evangelicals and socialists. Yes. They are urging Republicans to make the fight against same-sex marriage and election your priority. Yes. Go for it. Gay bashing. It's playing well. Do it. And go after President Obama over his support for the cause. So far, the GOP establishment is resisting. Yeah, there is a war going on within the mm-hmm. GOP. Frothy the Santorum, of course, is push Mitt Romney. He said, "I think what you see is a very potent weapon, if you will, for Governor Romney, if he's willing to step up and take advantage of a president who is very much out of touch with the values of America." Yeah, not according to polling, Frothy.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah. Republican establishment is singing a different tune, showing little interest in focusing on the issue. Strategic divide over how to handle the issue of same-sex marriage on the right, pitting politicians against the evangelical community as they negotiate their response. And as usual, Mittens is in just the squishy, queasy middle.
Yep.
But surely unable to come up with much of a... You can tell he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. This makes me very uncomfortable.
You know, my favorite part of the Washington...
That's unlike me to be uncomfortable.
Well, it's like he has one foot in one rowboat, another foot in another rowboat, and the rowboats are slowly
mm-hmm.
starting
yeah,
to
slowly
spread apart.
Getting a hernia.
Yep.
Okay. My favorite part of the Washington Post piece was described Romney's panicky laughter. They said you could hear often late at night in the dorm rooms.
I don't know what
Romney's
you're talking about.
Panicky laughter.
Nothing panicky about that. I'm completely calm.
He does have the weirdest laugh. Mm-hmm. Top Republicans on Sunday continue to charge the president with political opportunism. Huh. Well, here's the thing. You know, it's hard to say how this is going to come down.
Right.
This troubling.
Very risky.
The headline is "Poll: Obama's Gay Marriage Stance Could Hurt Him." A New York Times CBS yeah. poll released Monday night shows the possible political perils.
What an opportunist.
Mm-hmm. Most of those polls say the president's position will not impact how they vote, but among those who say it will influence their choice, 26% say they're less likely to vote for Obama, while 16% say they are more likely. And in what is expected to be a tight race, even a small shift in swing states could be mm-hmm. costly, according mm-hmm. to the pollster for the Times. And also troubling for the president, because this is what's repeated in right-wing world, is majority of voters suspect his decision was politically motivated. 67% said they thought Obama's announcement was made mostly for political reason, while 24% said it was mostly because he thinks it is right. I mean, when you've got people like Mark McKinnon, who was the pollster for, Bush and he was on the McCain camp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said this was brave because it could hurt him. And,
that's right.
He broke down the key swing states. Mark McKinnon, excuse me. Yeah, he said... it could hurt him in every swing state except Colorado, maybe New Hampshire. He said, "I give the president great credit for voting his conscience, because when you net this all out, it's not a political winner." That's the thing, is nobody knows how this is going to play, including the president.
Well, of course, a left-wing operative like him would say, oh, wait, he's Republican.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
all
right. Right.
58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I want you to feel good. Hey! All right, now. It's time to feel good.
Hello, it is the Stephanie
Miller
Show. Oh, you're
here.
Hi, okay. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. SexyLiberal.com is where you can get this amazing new, this is the new cute chick t-shirt. It's the ladies' burned out tee in vintage white. Also, some new pictures up from the Minneapolis Sexy Liberal, up on Sexy Liberal Facebook, et cetera. Check it out. And also, June 9th coming up in Boston. Tickets going very fast, I'm told. Off the buzz of the fabulous Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, and me show in Minneapolis. Yay. So we got, then what comes up? Oh, July, Pantages going fast.
Yeah, right over the hill here.
Right, exactly. Okay. Oh, looky here. It's another unsolicited testimonial. Gling. I'll do that. I can do that. Don't worry about the gling. Mark in San Jose. Hi, Mama. It's an unsolicited testimonial. Thank you. Hi, Mama. Wanted to let you know I sent my mom 2 dozen roses from ProFlowers.com. They arrived quickly in time for Mother's Day, even though she lives way out in the redder part of part of Southwest Washington State. Mom was delighted at the risk of being turned straight by your reverse polarity gay ray. I enter Stephanie in the box. Just like you told us to.
Good.
Goodbye. Get it. Oh, I wish I'd seen this before. My mom would have liked this. Mother's Day, Hooters gave out free wings for moms.
Oh,
all day on Sunday, moms who dine in Hooters, according to Gawker, will receive an order of 10 boneless chicken wings tossed in their favorite sauce for free. As Gawker points out, if your mom has a favorite Hooters wing sauce, she already knows you're taking her to Hooters for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
She has frequented that establishment.
Oh,
she puts the frequented.
Yes, there you go.
All right. Oh, another unsolicited testimonial. Mike in Dublin, Ohio. Staff, just want to let you know I find your show absolutely the most entertaining political talk show on the airwaves. Please and thank you. I'm a conservative by family history, but you're bringing me around to several of your views. Join us.
Several of your views?
I find your approach refreshing. And with humor that I laugh out loud to. If I wasn't married and you weren't gay, I would love to date you. Yeah. It's only men with an out.
And if my aunt had a point.
Yeah. How many times have you heard that?
My aunt had a I should be my uncle. Okay. We were looking at this, the latest polling. This is a little bit troubling. According to the CBS News New York Times poll, in a potentially damaging sign for the president, 70% of independents attributed his move to politics, along with nearly half of Democrats, which I don't... Overall, Romney now has a 3-point edge over Obama. Dear God in heaven, a lead that's within the margin of error, but despite improving views on the economy.
It's early yet.
Yeah, they had the race dead even a month ago. Romney now leads Obama among independents, has a 1-point advantage among women.
Well, also, a month ago, Romney didn't have it completely sewn up. And so not everybody on the Republican side was for Romney.
Right.
So now... Everyone kind of
they have
is.
To take a look at Romney now. And
right.
Say, oh, wait a minute.
Really?
And so that kind of jump for Romney isn't entirely unexpected.
Right.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Tony Perkins, by the way.
No, mother, blood. No, not that one. I know.
No, okay. Family Guy. This is, like you say, this is also going to be part of the disarray in the Republican side is how to play, for instance, the marriage equality thing. He said, I don't think the way Republicans on Capitol Hill are addressing it's the way to do it, saying it's a distraction. Defending the family, the cornerstone of civilization, blah, blah, blah. It's not a distraction. Blah, blah, it should be a priority. It should be a part of what Mitt Romney talks about. Yes, I think he should talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelical leader Gary Bauer.
Creepy-looking Gary Bauer, who links to eat the corpses of the deceased.
He's not Peter Lorre.
Really, just looks like him. Yeah. So
he said, I think the president this week took 6 or 7 states he carried in 2008 and put them in play with this one ill-conceived position. So make up your minds. Was this crass politics or was this a brave thing? I mean, that's Gary Bauer and people like Mark McKinnon, Republican strategists, acknowledging this could hurt him.
Yeah.
And this was, this took some courage.
Just political expediency in a dangerous kind of.
I mean, this is all over the place when you think about it. A prominent included in this story is the prominent Republican pollster who said in a recent memo, Americans are increasingly supportive of gay marriage, warned Republicans to soften their rhetoric on the issue. But obviously, evangelicals are going to fight them on that. And meanwhile, Mittens, as usual, taking really kind of no
position at all.
Oh, really.
I'm taking a very strong position, and someday I'll let you know what it is.
Against having a position of any kind. Mitt Romney not eager to play up opposition to same-sex marriage is the headline. Another sign the Republicans are nervous about being cast as the anti-gay party. Romney steering clear of chances to explain just how different he is from the president. Given the chance to take on Obama directly over marriage, Romney has repeatedly avoided talking about the issue or addressed it in muted terms.
Somebody might bring up the whole polygamy thing.
Perhaps. Also, he signed this stupid pledge, a promise to support a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage and to create a... I love this part. And to create a presidential commission to protect defenders of traditional marriage, quote, who have been harassed by gay rights advocates.
What?
Oh, I see. This is like a reverse... Oh, I see. It's the...
Oh, it's like the...
Yeah, they're being bullied, apparently,
the anti-gay
by gays.
Stand
yes.
your ground.
Okay. Yeah.
It's for people that are bullied by gays. I get it. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. I tell you, the bullies are the first people to start whining and crying when, you know, they even have a whiff of the tables being turned on them.
They can't make fun of me. I don't want to make fun of them. Not fair.
I mean, look at this. I was talking about this yesterday. A day after he expressed support for same-sex abduction, the evangelicals jumped all over him. He dialed it back. But within a day, he flip-flopped and said, oh, I was simply acknowledging the fact that gay abduction is legal in all states but one.
Sure.
I wasn't saying I had an opinion of any kind. Romney finds weighing in on marriage a lose-lose situation, one that can turn away independence, distracts from his goal of retaining a focus on the economy. So, again, hard to tell how this whole thing is going to play out on either side. Paula in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Paula.
How are you, Stephanie? We love you here in the Shy, sweetheart.
I love you in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yes, listen, I am looking at an 8-year-old article, March 24, 2004, Coretta Scott King gives her support to gay marriage.
What?
Yes, that's Martin Luther King's widow.
Yep.
Yes, may she rest. So, yes, black people, this is not how we're going to affect how we vote, okay? We still love our president. I mean, come on, it is the right thing to do.
Yep. By the way, I was going to say, that was the other part of this article I forgot. Pardon me, hold please while I find this. It, that's the thing, they found, I think I was saying yesterday, the one black minister that's like, oh, I'm not voting for Obama now.
Yeah, CNN ran that story all day long yesterday.
Because we have to leave it there. Blacks have turned en masse against the president. We don't have time.
Literally billions of them have turned against the president.
Based on this one
guy. Did I say billions? No, trillions.
I wonder what Jackie Schechner thinks of your Wolf Blitzer impression, because she used to work with him
on
the Situation Room.
Well, when she can hear us and we can hear her.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask
have
her.
Wolf Blitzer continually introduce her.
I wonder if she witnessed a meeting hard cheese and drywall.
See, we should cover this story all day. This from the New York Times. The controversial issue also carries risks for Romney. A well-known openly gay Romney supporter withdrew his backing for Romney yesterday, citing his stance.
I've never heard of the guy.
He has a narrow stance, not a wide stance, and he's,
There was a gay backer for Romney?
Yeah, right. Bill White, chairman and CEO of a New York-based consulting firm, he said, you've chosen to be on the wrong side of history. I do not support your run for president anymore, he said in a letter to Mims. And harumph. Debbie in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Actually, this is Nana again from Oklahoma.
Oh, pardon me, go ahead.
I think the biggest problem is the Republican Party is becoming unraveled.
Yep.
Never before have they showed just how far right they all truly are. But they have become seen now. And all these poor middle class and poor Republicans, I'm telling you what, they're only Republican because the Republicans have spent all this time trying to convince them, if you stay with us, you can be part of the 1%.
Yeah.
Well, it's all showing that the only reason you're a middle class Republican is they haven't figured out how to rob you yet.
Exactly. All right. Stephanie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hey. If you ever get a politician on there, tell them to ask their Republican people, why is it that they're overly concerned with saving this generation, their grandchildren, at the expense of their grandchildren's parents who can't pay school loans? I mean, there are three ads in Illinois running about the debt that grandchildren are going to get. You know, $50,000 my grandchildren are going to be in, and one guy says his kid won't be able to buy a house. And I'm trying to say, okay, so you take the house from their parents so that the grandparents, so that the grandkids can have a house later. Because I don't understand, if you kill the parents, the grandkids won't have anything anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Good point. Oh, thank God. Matt in Delaware uses a metal detector.
Oh, thank God.
You once found a cannonball? Hi, Matt.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I don't know why old people are so obsessed with them. I was actually 8 years old, and I live right by the Brandywine Battlefield, and I had a $20 toy metal detector. It actually worked, and I found a cannonball from the war in my backyard.
That's kind of cool. That is cool.
But I also think that going metal detecting is a step down from going around the country and knocking on people's doors and asking to look at their junk and calling it your job.
All right, I take it back. That's like metal detectors are cool. You find a cannon.
Yeah.
Thing, you
know. And it is a step up from LARPing.
LARPing?
Yes, live action role play, where people play Dungeons and Dragons in real life.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh.
All right.
Oh, boy.
18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America this morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. What do we do here on the Sirius News program in the morning in the commercial breaks?
You look at pictures of doggies.
Look at such a great big boy. Look at the picture of a Newfoundland. And it's
dog,
Irish bullpen.
Gigantic dogs.
On an old man. He's a great big boy.
You know what I was doing?
Hmm.
Answering angry cards and letters from LARPers.
Oh, well, see, you had that coming.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
All right. All right, 23 minutes after the hour. Let's see, Jim writes, hey, Steph, we just played a soundbite of Bill O'Reilly talking about how when he was growing up eating SpaghettiOs.
With tuna.
They weren't jealous of rich people or something.
Hey, I ate tuna wiggly. My mom made a mean tuna wiggly.
What's a tuna wiggly? Oh, it's a tuna casserole.
Well, it's yeah. But with egg noodles and a cream sauce and
sounds
and
like
peas.
Live things in it.
And you serve it over crushed saltines.
Let me sounds call like you a whambulance.
It sounds like something has been sitting in the sun for a few days. If it's wiggly, you shouldn't
wiggling.
Be eating it.
Yeah. Jim writes, the top tax rate when Bill was 10 years old, 1959, was 87% on income over $400,000. How about that?
The good old days.
Yeah, the rich actually
paid their taxes. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. Yikes. Okay, let's go to Marge.
Yeah, that, you know what? That might be a little too high.
That might be a bit high.
Yeah. I will give you that. That's probably a little too high.
Yeah. Marge in Kentucky. Hi, Marge.
Good morning, Stephanie. Another comment about the gay marriage. I don't understand right-wingers, right-wing Christians who, on the one hand, say they want to be strict constitutionalists, and on the other hand, want to govern according to the Bible. You had a soundbite from Romney talking about freedom of religion, and then he forgets to mention that the same amount of amendment tells you that we're not supposed to pass any laws respecting the establishment of religion, meaning we're not supposed to govern according to any particular faith. So the people who are opponents of gay marriage based on what the Bible says, you know, our Constitution tells us we're not supposed to govern based on the Bible.
That's right.
So, Obama was supposed to be a constitutional lawyer.
By the way,
why didn't you just say it's unconstitutional?
By the way, if
gay marriage, so.
Marge, if we were, if our Constitution were based on the Bible, I wouldn't be having this conversation because I would have already been executed for eating shrimp earlier this morning.
Mm. This is true.
As would Jim.
We would have taken our pile of rocks over here and stoned you to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, you're a chick talking in public.
Right?
Well, there's a lot.
Okay. If I got executed per word, you know, I'd be dead 1,000 times over. Maxine in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maxine.
Hey, folks.
Hi.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
The evangelicals are going to be shocked when they find out that King James, the author of their precious Holy Bible, was a homosexual.
Clutch the pearls. Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Mom, I got two things. Yes. I heard a great quote this weekend. People being upset about gay marriage because it offends their religion is like you being angry at me for eating a donut because you're on a diet.
Right, right. What?
I mean, it's not.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, it's none of their business and it doesn't affect anything.
That's right.
I mean, and also, I wrote a little intro for Jackie Schechner.
Okay.
News.
Uh-huh.
drawn to her beauty like bees to a flower's sweet, sweet nectar. It's now time for the news with Jackie Schechter.
Oh, wow.
That is magical. You're still a big perv. Okay.
Schechter and Nectar?
Close yes.
Enough. Okay.
Oh, by the way, Jackie tweeted about it. She's basically like trolling for merch.
Yes. Oh,
she
God.
Said,
she said, proposal. Steph tortures me with impossible toss equals I get free sexy liberal swag.
We will look into
and
that.
And she said, new wardrobe, here I come.
Yes. Wonder Woman underpants?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Doris in Kentucky, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Doris.
Hi, this is Doris, and I am an independent. I've been independent all my life, and no one told me, and my opinion is that that President Obama showed tremendous courage. And since no one asked my opinion, I think this poll is not completely accurate.
Yep.
First of all,
well, it's just, you know, it's one poll. And like you say, I think nobody knows just yet, Doris, how this is going to play out in the fall or how big an issue it will or won't be.
But I'll give you a hint. I've never in my life contributed to a political campaign because I'm an independent.
Right.
Last week, I gave Obama a political contribution.
Hooray!
Just because I am totally impressed with the amount of courage that he has shown throughout his presidency. I admire courage, and whether he's on the right side or the wrong side, I admire the courage that it takes to stand up for something.
Good for you.
I admire the courage for him that he took out Osama bin Laden. I admire the courage then when he gave the order to take out that pirate out there.
Somali pirates, yeah, right? You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
doing that, we could have used that cannonball that guy found in his backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Arr.
Every day would be Pirate Day.
Mitt Romney has the courage of his convictions. That's why he has so many of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of convictions.
It takes courage to be so convicted about convictions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, this hour I forgot to tell you is from GoToMyPC.com. Oh. Access your PC from anywhere with GoToMyPC. We want you to try it free for 45 days for this exclusive offer. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Stephanie. That's GoToMyPC.com, and enter Stephanie. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Bring it on. How hot can she be anyway? Probably somewhere between a young B. Arthur and a present-day B. Arthur.
Oh, God. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Tuesday, everybody. There's only one man Tuesday now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hello, 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 hello.
Great, great, great stuff as always on Esquire.com. I just loved when you open with, and then, of course, there are the Democrats who are complete idiots.
Actually, my editor got a hold of that. There was a gerund in there that was removed by my editor. Between complete and idiot.
Oh, I see.
The nickel drops on all
yes.
three heads.
Damn gerunds.
Blink. Because you talk about the Scott Walker recall and how the DNC is not giving any money, but you know you're right about the difference. You say anyone who doesn't recognize the Wisconsin recall is a national event hasn't been paying attention. Certainly the Republicans recognize it as such. You've got all the Koch suckers, Koch brothers' money.
Chris Christie's been out there campaigning.
Yeah,
I can sort of understand why the president wants to stay away from this. I don't understand why the Democrats, as a national party, are staying away from it. And I heard Stephanie Cutter on with my man Chuck Todd this morning, and she did not have a good explanation for that at all.
Well, yeah,
we're going to activate our massive, Green Lantern Corps field organization. No, send them the $500,000 and let them do it.
Right, that's what they're asking for, $500,000. It's a month, less than a month left, right? June 5th
right.
is the recall.
June 5th is the day.
And you say half million.
Does that mean you'll be performing in Boston the day of the recall?
No, June 9th. When is June 9th? Is the,
oh, okay, I thought you were June 5th. Okay, yeah, good. So that means I can see it because I'll be back.
Yes, yay! You'll be back and you'll be on panel with us, Charlie Pierce.
Oh, we're not talking songs again, are we?
No, I'll bring you one of some Captain America's underpants. I'll bring you part of my set.
I'll be wearing a very nicely designed hazmat suit, actually. Because I suspect the panel will be after you do the tea party.
Teabagging, yes.
Teabagging demonstration.
Yes. I would like to request that you wear your speechwriter hat with the jaunty green feather.
My small fedora with the green feather.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know what the Democrats are doing, but I think if they don't, I mean, the one thing the Republicans are good at is the ability to take their little national, their little petty statewide squabbles and turn them into national events.
Well, that's right. And as you say, a half million for field organizing can be the difference in getting 10,000 people to the polls. And since the numbers in this race seem stuck on by an eyelash, it's going to be won or lost on the ground.
I think there's no question about that. I mean, there is virtually nobody left in Wisconsin to convince, as near as I can tell.
I mean, for God's sakes, we gave money to the recall, the Sexy Liberal Show, but we're just a little, a filthy little comedy show. We're not the Democratic National Committee.
The next time you get Ms. Wasserman Schultz on the radio program after, where the dough is.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there were people out there standing out in the middle of January to start this thing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They are owed something from the National Party.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. May I just say, I'm surprised that you were able to get up and come in today with the sad news that, as you call him, Ron Paul, Crazy Uncle Liberty.
Has suspended his campaign?
Yes. Yes.
The sellout begins. By the way, for all of you Ron Paul fans out there, the sellout has begun.
Right. Well, you say reports are thundering out of the hinterlands that the supporters of Crazy Uncle Liberty are making a hash out of the Republican nominating process in places like Oklahoma and Arizona, booing Mitt Romney's kid and Governor Tim White Flag Pawlenty off the stage and setting themselves up to control the local party apparatus so their man can give us back all our stolen liberties and the gold standard and 1873 while he's at it. you've been saying, this has been great theater, hasn't it?
I love it. I think the American political process should be as raucous as possible.
Right.
But I'm just afraid that all these very well-meaning people that I met out on the campaign trail are going to be absolutely crushed when he finally does sell out. Because basically, what I think he's doing is I think he wants a speech. I think he wants a little bit of the platform. But I think what he really wants is a future for his kid.
Yeah. Senator Aquabuda.
Yeah, I don't think Senator Aquabuda is smart enough to get a future for himself, but his dad is.
Yeah.
And I think that's basically what you're seeing here.
And there were physical fisticuffs, as you say. A Paul supporter complained he'd been hit in the back of the head by a Romney backer. So even the Romney backers are bullies.
They're backstabbers, basically. Backflappers.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to figure out which one of the Romney kids that got booed, because they really do all look exactly alike.
It was Josh.
Josh.
Yeah, fine. Do you know what he looks like? I don't.
No.
They're all carved from the same block of, Cabot's American cheese.
I think it clearly was a tag crowd.
Give me a break, will you? These people make me look third world.
Yeah. I just love how you say, I'm firmly on record as preferring our politics to be as raucous as possible. I certainly don't find inconveniencing the Romney Bot 2.0 to be anything less than delightful to watch. But this ends in one of only two ways. Either Crazy Uncle Liberty cuts a deal, or he finds himself haranguing strangers on the sidewalk in Tampa. So, as you say, it's just a question of how much, right? He's going to sell out.
Yeah, I think he certainly has his price, and I think his son figures into it very prominently. And I think Romney is more than willing to meet it. He's not going to pay attention to the guy after he gets elected anyway.
Mm. We'll
be getting right on that gold standard thing, because that will make Wall Street very happy.
Yeah.
Right. And Rand Paul, by the way, as it turns out, another homophobic bully. Did you see that little joke?
I didn't think his views on marriage could get any gayer. Bumpkin.
I think that's exactly how the laugh sounded in that crowd. Speaking of which, you talked about his speech, Mitt Romney's speech at Liberty University. You said Willard Romney, a most preposterous man, gave one of the most preposterous speeches ever delivered by an American politician.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody ever thought that that religion was actually a factor in quote unquote faith based politics, that speech should convince you otherwise forever.
Yeah. Right.
Because basically, it's all, forget the fact that everybody graduating from this university and all their parents and the entire faculty think I belong to a cult. We all don't like abortion, so we're okay together.
Right. In gay
so
marriage.
All these major theological differences, over which I might point out hundreds of people have died.
That's right.
Don't count as long as we all feel the same way about who can get the pill and how.
As you call it, he engaged in first class sucking up to people who think he belongs in a cult. And I love how you say once people say their faith is a rationale for a political position, all debate is supposed to cease immediately and be replaced by prayerful mumbling. I guess that's what he's hoping, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is you know, once again, as I think I do point out in the piece, James Madison is smarter than all of us.
Yeah.
You know, mixing religion and the state is terrible for the state, but it's even worse for religion.
Yeah.
Because the real theory, I mean, because even, you know, those people, I mean, and I know there is a substantial portion probably of the audience of the show who doesn't take this stuff seriously, but I still do to an extent, and these aren't minor matters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not being a Trinitarian makes you not a Christian. No matter how many speeches you give at Liberty University.
Yeah. And as you say, as you close, Romney will always have the last laugh on these people. He can baptize them after they're all dead.
Exactly right.
So you saw the latest, Charlie, the latest, where are we here? The CBS News, New York Times poll. I mean, you know, again, we have this conversation every week, and but I mean, Romney's up by 3 points. It's pathetic as we feel like this campaign has been so far.
Yeah, this is a poll that my man Chuck Todd was beating the hell out of this morning on his television program.
Yeah,
apparently it was the methodology wasn't substantial. This is the one that has Romney with a 3-point gender gap. I'm not sure I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think his campaigning since over the last couple of weeks has been quite that effective.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the other thing is everybody always says it's early. I mean, but it is world away in politics, isn't it? November.
I think it probably is, but I don't think it's that early. I mean, I think it's you know what you've got now is you've got really kind of an unofficial official season where you've got who the two candidates are going to be. You've got a long time to the convention, so basically they just they pound on each other before the real artillery opens up, and they hope they make they can create a narrative of the other guy that will hold through the convention. Now I don't know either one of them can do that.
Right. Well, I mean, and the other thing is, you look at the in the polling about gay marriage, it's hard to tell. One poll shows always is going to hurt him, and another poll shows it might in key swing states. What do you think?
Well, I think all national polls in a presidential race are ridiculous because of the way we have the presidential election set up. I mean, this is electoral votes. It's not national. What your overall approval rating is in a national poll really doesn't make any difference. It's what your approval rating is in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, you know, tick them off.
Yeah,
and I think in that the gay marriage thing will be a wash.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I'm not exactly sure why everyone is so horrified that he might have done this for political reasons too. Okay, he did it for political reasons. All right, that's easily judged if that was a good idea.
Well, but what I'm saying, Charlie, is I think that you can't. To me, you can't say that because when you look at this polling, you listen to even Republican strategists. They don't. You know what I mean? They don't know that it's going to help him. It may very well.
Yeah,
hurt
but
him.
It's so for all you... that. It's all for all that wonderful gay money he's bringing in, all that gay Hollywood money. And in case you've noticed, by the way, the fag baiting of the president has really accelerated over the last couple of days. Mary Madeline said that he was quote unquote outed by his vice president, and that he had a lot of money to put into that quote unquote purse. So I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that coming up now too. You've got the magazine cover with him as America's first gay president. I don't think that's an accident either.
Right now,
I think you're going to see a lot of really obnoxious stuff on that regard coming out.
Yeah, and we were talking about that yesterday. What was your take on that? We're just going,
Yeah.
First of all, it was James Buchanan. Everyone knows.
Yeah, right. There we go. Exactly.
Right. And it was Tina Brown trying to get eyeballs.
I can tell you, if you go to Wheatfield, which is James Buchanan's home, like the presidential, the Pennsylvania
homestead.
White House.
Yeah. Right.
And you mention that to the docent who's showing you around, they get very fluttery. They were just really good friends. First of all, the people who work at James Buchanan's house are completely thrilled when you show up. Because nobody ever does.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at the desk where 1,000 indecisions were made. Right there.
They got fluttery at the mention of Aunt Fancy.
Yeah.
Aunt Fancy.
All right.
I don't think they train them in the subtleties of the Aunt Fancy phenomenon. when you go to Wheatfield Docent School.
Charlie Pierce, Esquire.com. Great stuff as always. Talk to you next week, honey.
Hey, by the way, the crazy lady is going to win in Nebraska tonight, it looks like.
Which crazy lady?
Deb Fisher, the crazy Tea Party lady, as opposed to the crazy Tea Party Attorney General and the crazy Tea Party State Treasurer.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Are they still going to be a factor in the...
They're trying to push the Senate farther to the right. They've already given Richard Lugar the boot. This woman was running third when I was out in Nebraska a couple of weeks ago, and now it looks like she's going to win.
Yeah.
And the other two, I mean, it's really basically a game of who's that wingnut, because they're all the same. except that you can make, if you're a Republican now, you can make any other Republican look like a liberal just by going presto changeo. Because there's not a dime's worth of difference between these two candidates.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this more than you need to know about Nebraska.
It really
I will
talk to you next week. It really is who's that wingnut. That's what this become now. All right, 46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
And it feels like
self-promotion.
When you call my name.
Stephanie Miller.
It's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees.
Hello.
I wanna take
what?
You there.
Huh? What?
Hey. I just got what she meant by that.
Wait a minute. That was a double entendre. Are you suggesting she's not talking about praying?
Mm, it is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I think she was being a little bit of a whore when she was singing this song.
I am a ex-Catholic girl. I beg your pardon. 1-800-STEP-12 the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi. You know, all this stuff we've been, you know, all we hear is about this family, this and the family that, but they never really talk about the divorce rate's been 55% for the last 20 plus years.
Yeah. It makes me feel like less of a loser.
So good. I mean, it seems like they're jealous of the ones that do get along.
Yeah, exactly. Peggy in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just wondering how voting against gay marriage and against abortion is going to put food on your table.
Yeah.
Or pay your bills. I am surrounded by Republicans in this crazy, screwed-up state, and I can't get an answer for that. I tell them voting Republican is like a chicken voting for KFC. it doesn't make sense to
me. Yeah, I hear you. That's what I think is the biggest, when you know you're making progress on the socialist, people just don't care. I read more and more quotes from Republicans like, I don't care who gets married. I got to put gas in my car. I don't, whatever. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi. I just want to make sure that your audience does not underestimate Romney and his cohorts. They are dangerous. Mm-hmm. And if everyone does not go out and vote for Obama, we are going to have blood running in the streets. It's going to be a catastrophe because they're going to lose everything and they don't realize it. Just like the commercial says, you're going to lose everything. Please, people, don't underestimate. They're dangerous.
No, you know, it's like Bill Maher was saying. I mean, he can win. You look at the polling. I mean, don't get complacent.
He's up right now.
Yeah,
well. CBS News polling.
By the way, when she talks about dangerous, it really, when you read article after article, he really would be like Bush, only way worse. I mean, honestly, on every issue, on tax cuts for the rich, on war. I mean, you know who he listens to mostly? I read a terrifying article on his foreign policy. John Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening more to the neocon, like to the people that were discredited in the Bush administration.
Right.
They called Bush's second term the humbler term. He didn't listen to any of those people.
Yeah.
Russia's our number one geopolitical foe. What?
I think one of his people said the Soviet Union was.
Yes. Right. He said we should not we shouldn't negotiate with the Taliban. Well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Try to get us, to bring them into some part of the government so we can get the hell out of there.
Right. John Bolton.
He literally said, I mean, he just tries to be Butch every time he talks about foreign policy. He's like, we need to find the Taliban wherever they are and kill them.
Take them out.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And John Bolton thinks we should have bombed Iran and started World War III yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the United Nations.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Andy and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I think the gay marriage issue is going to help Obama, and he knows it. When you kind of look at the demographics, you know, the older people...
Well, it depends on turnout, Andy. It depends on youth
and
turnout.
That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Is you know, his big thing, the difference between it being tight and him winning big is, can he get the young people out to vote? So they send out Biden. He pretends he's off his meds. Obama makes a statement, and he steps back, and he lets the right wing come out and do the equivalent of the Pat Buchanan speech back in 92.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay. Deidre in Annapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deirdre.
How are you?
Good, go ahead.
Okay, so Bill O'Reilly,
does this guy even, would he even know the truth if they came up and said, you know what I am? I'm truth.
Yes.
He grew up very privileged in Long Island. His father either worked for a bank or he worked for the government. He went to a very fancy all-boys Catholic high school. He went to Marist College. And he didn't get called up for the draft, which is odd, because he's my age.
Oh, interesting.
And where was he?
Huh.
Well, they wouldn't take people who ate SpaghettiOs.
No, Deirdre, that's
lie.
I have heard
another lie.
I have heard people talk about that he vastly tries to overestimate, you know, or exaggerate.
He grew up in a poor Catholic Irish home.
Yeah. Hard Scrabble upper.
Sure, Bill. Okay, on Long Island. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Okay, Michelle in Santa Fe, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Another one of those folks that you've saved from Morning Joe.
Yay.
Yay. So I have a story about my grandfather who used to carry around a metal detector and had a blast with it.
Uh-huh.
He would go to beaches, and he would go to, like, ballparks underneath the bleachers, and he found jewelry. He found diamond rings. He found gold chains.
Oh.
One time he found an identification bracelet, had the guy's first and last name on it, so he checked the local phone book and called the guy, and the guy had lost it, like, 30 years earlier and was really tickled to get it back. So he had a lot of fun with it. He found a lot of, you know, just stupid things, but he found a lot of you know, expensive things.
Wow, I didn't know that. I guess
a little chump change off of.
I guess a lot of drunken biatches at baseball games dropping their jewelry.
When you lose something at the beach, you never do find it again. I mean, it's under the sand and it's gone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Wowee. Yeah. All right.
But you can find lots of things under bleachers.
Okay, Debbie.
Some of them aren't made of metal.
No.
Oh, Jim.
Debbie in New Hampshire. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Good
morning. I was just wanting to make a comment on some woman that just called about if Mr. Obama was a scholar on the Constitution, why doesn't he's walking around promoting gay marriage? And the actuality is that is the reason why he can't, because this country was founded on the separation of church and state.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, speaking of something else, Romney would be like Bush, only worse. He thinks the answer to anything in the economy is less regulation, which is exactly how we got here.
Uh-huh.
The president talking about J.P. Morgan Chase yesterday.
This is why we passed Wall Street reform. This is the best or one of the best managed banks.
Right.
You could have a bank that isn't as strong, isn't as profitable, making those same bets, and we might have had to step in. And that's exactly why Wall Street reform is so important.
Yeah, thank you. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren, a Senate candidate, is calling for Jamie Dimon to resign from his position at J.P. Morgan Chase to acknowledge that he was in a position of trust after his company revealed it lost $2 billion as a result of bad bets on derivatives.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some real accountability here. I'd like to see Jamie Dimon, for example, resign. Warren blasted him for his history of fighting regulation in banks. Mm-hmm. He said, notwithstanding the fact we were just coming out of this huge crisis, Jamie Dimon has been the one who has led the charge in order to say, nope, no more regulation, fight back against regulation, called regulation un-American, and resist, tried to put loopholes into the regulation, hire an army of lobbyists. This really has got to stop.
It's just $2 billion. Chump change.
58 minutes after the hour. Back with Ian Millhiser, Celebrity Stack, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, goodness, the strawberry lady's been here.
Strawberries.
Wow.
Strawberries. Sorry, a box of strawberries.
Strawberry fields between Jim and I. Look at that.
Strawberry fields forever.
Yes, the California Strawberry Festival is going on.
Fabulous.
Living is easy without
Can I be the strawberry queen?
Okay. Weren't you Miss Congeniality for something?
Yes, and fourth runner-up in America's Junior Miss. Okay, StephanieMiller.com.
All of America or just Buffalo?
Just Buffalo.
Buffalo's Junior Miss.
Lockport.
Lockport's Junior
Miss. Even smaller.
Miss.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Bless your heart.
Okay. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
So you were the fourth best looking girl in Lockport.
Oh, no. I look like a werewolf. No. So it was a low bar. Okay. SexyLiberal.com. I'm sporting the new cute ladies burned out tee. I also enjoy the ladies destroyed tee. There's all kinds of cute new styles at SexyLiberal.com. Yep. Also, new pictures up on Sexy Liberal on Facebook from the Minneapolis Sexy Liberal show, including the first interracial three-way teabagging demonstration with me and Aisha Tyler and John Fugelsang.
Might I suggest that if you purchase that T-shirt for yourself, that you wear a bra underneath?
Yes.
Because it's a little see-through.
Yes, it is. All right. And tickets going fast to the next one.
Progressive Patriots of Boston, leave your Puritan roots behind and join Stephanie Miller for an enticing evening of liberal debauchery. Because Stephanie and her sexy liberal players are coming back for a second helping of Beantown.
But I remember Boston, and that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named.
On June 9th, 2012, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, a.k.a. The Big Gig, proudly returns to the Wilbur Theater, starring John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and progressive talk radio star Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000, or by going to the Wilbur Theater box office at 246 Tremont Street in Boston's Historic Theater District. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour on June 9th. It is sure to be both wicked and awesome.
Wicked hot.
Awesome!
Yay. And I believe Charlie Pierce hopefully will be on panel with us wearing his jaunty speechwriter's hat.
Yeah.
Jim, who said what happened here is not just about JPMorgan Chase. It's about the kind of attitudes that the banks should be regulating themselves instead of having real oversight. We have to say as a country, no, the banks cannot regulate themselves. They are financial institutions that run the risk of taking down everybody's job, run the risk of taking down everyone's pension, run the risk of taking down the entire economy. And that means it's appropriate to have some government oversight. Who said that?
Thurston Howell.
No, that was bad. Yes. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren for Senate. Go, Elizabeth Warren. All right. By the way, Mike and Raleigh has sent us another tribute to Mittens.
Who can it be now to get your vote? Don't mind those things he ever said or wrote. What can Mitt do now to win your trust? When he had wished that Chevrolet go bust. What can Mitt do now to get your vote? Buy you a house or just a fishing boat? If you don't think Mittens is on your side, just sit and wait. He'll be there by and by. Who can it be now? Who's on your kid? Can it be now? Is he a bee now? Who can it be now?
Ow!
Men at work without hats.
Yay. Mike and Raleigh, yay.
Turns out that Colin Hay is actually from Scotland originally.
Really? Did not know that.
Like half the... of AC/DC as well.
Why, looky here, it's Alan in San Jose with another respectful letter to our Clear Channel San Francisco affiliate, who made the business decision to put Glenn Beck in my time slot.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Very
and moved
smart.
Us to nighttime. And the ratings have gone down. I remember the number. Do you, Chris?
A gajillion
90%.
Percent.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, now that came back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's a bad capitalist.
Alan writes, hello. Hello, KNEW. I am a longtime fan of Stephanie Miller Show, quite upset about the original plan to remove her from the Bay Area airwaves entirely. I appreciate you're still broadcasting the show. However, it's a talk show and I do call in. Stephanie's become part of my morning ritual. Since you do not carry the show live, I either watch the show on current TV. Hello. Or listen via iHeartRadio on my smartphone to another station carrying the show live, such as KTLK from Los Angeles. Right
por,
here.
Por ejemplo.
Where we are right now, from the middle of Captain America's underpass.
Yeah.
I don't have access to radio ratings, but I have a feeling the current Glenn Beck program that runs from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific does not draw a lot of listeners in the Bay Area. Would you please consider putting Stephanie back on live from 6 to 9? Please and thank you. Oh, no. After you. Oh, please. Thank you.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. That's what we like.
It's just
nice
crickets
and polite.
And faraway dog listening to Glenn Beck.
I think we actually, because, you know, we sold out two shows at the Orpheum in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It was, I think the people listened, it's about a third of one of our shows. It's that many people.
About as many people as, bought the Christmas sweater.
Yes. All right. Oh, wow. Did you see this online? A firearms website was selling Trayvon Martin gun range targets.
Yeah.
With the likeness of Trayvon Martin, him carrying Skittles and iced tea. Isn't that hilarious? Mm. The sellers say they support Zimmerman, believe he's innocent, and that he shot a thug. And the more disturbing news, they sold out of them.
He's innocent and he shot him.
Mm.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Okay, because they... All right. And now, a story about a baby squirrel, just to make me feel happier. A baby squirrel is finding a home of sorts alongside a cat and her kittens in Michigan. Oh, this is a happy story until the cat eats the squirrel.
What? No.
No.
No, that's not how this story ends.
I'm guessing it is going to be how it it's not how it ends now, but wait a couple days.
Oh, you don't like
cats? Cats always turn on you.
You don't like cats anymore, do you?
They placed a squirrel called Bushytail with her cat, who recently gave birth to 5 kittens. The next day, the squirrel was nursing side by side with the kittens. Oh!
Until the teeth grew in.
Yes.
Yeah, ow.
The cat may not have fully accepted the squirrel, though, since she she moved the kittens but left a bushy tail, the squirrel, behind. But she will come back for him when she comes to eat him. So there will be a...
No.
The cat! Eventually it's going to go, oh, it's a squirrel.
I can't believe you actually pretended to like cats for a fraction of a second.
How did that go for you?
Lisa was living with you.
Well, she clawed me.
Yeah,
and I'm allergic.
Because the cat saw you as a threat, obviously.
Yeah.
That's why.
I was really sweet to the cats. I'm just allergic.
Uh-huh.
And I lost a lot of blood.
No, you probably
weak.
Gave off a scent. You know, the scent of, I don't like you, but I'm putting up with you.
I'm allergic.
Smells like cat hater.
I smell that scent in here every morning. And
you're like a mama cat.
And yet I soldier on, don't I?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Larry in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm a first-time listener.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Larry. Yes, hello. Welcome.
Hi, I'm a nonpartisan voter, and I have one concern about Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
4 years ago, he basically made a stand against gay marriage, and now he's done a flip-flop.
No, he didn't make a stand against gay
marriage.
No,
you'd be thinking of Mitt Romney, who's flip-flopped on every issue that's possible.
Yeah.
President Obama has evolved on this issue like many Americans, if you look at the polls.
Well,
on gay marriage.
I don't like either one of them, to be honest.
Okay. Who are you going to vote for?
And I have no idea who I'm going to vote for because I vote nonpartisan. I vote for the person that I feel can do the correct job.
Who'd you vote for in the last couple?
In the last couple, I voted for the Republican presidential party.
Of course
you did.
Yes, I thought you did. Right. All right, thank you, Larry.
Nonpartisan.
Hello.
Sure.
I am a first-time listener. Where's my music? Hello, I am a first-time listener.
I like to listen to both sides.
Hello.
I am nonpartisan, which is why I vote Republican every single time.
And when I say nonpartisan, I mean I vote... Party line Republican.
Have you noticed that nonpartisan people always can't manage to work a phone?
Yeah, they've never apparently
heard
a talk radio show.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Damn liberals in your fancy phones. I am a nonpartisan voter.
Hello. Oh, let me get to my script. Hello, I am an independent. This is the first time I've stumbled across your show. I find it quite puzzling. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Damn Kenyan socialist Muslims. I am a nonpartisan voter.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and say he's going to vote for Mitt Romney, I'm guessing. Yeah. I don't like either one of them. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. This is probably good news for me. I just got a new mattress. It's kind of karma thing. That mattress is bad luck.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
See.
Not me. It's the mattress.
And the
cat. It's about 5 years old.
The cat dander. That's what it is.
Anyway, I got one of those. And also I have allergies, so I got one of those ones with the foam. Not Tempur-Pedic, but a
hypoallergenic.
It's combination of latex and foam, and I don't know what it is. Apparently, you have to choose between sex or sleep. Fortunately, I will clearly never have sex again for the rest of my life, so I've chosen sleep, which I think was a good
trade-off.
Yes. Sales of memory foam mattresses have skyrocketed almost 20% of the mattress market, but they make sex a challenge, apparently. Again, not my problem anymore. But the complaint is lack of traction if you get the grift. It's like trying to do it in quicksand, one owner wrote on a...
Without the suffocating.
A sex therapist said there's a lack of resistance for the knees and feet. Whoever's on the bottom is sinking into the bed. Just saying, but for me...
It may not be a bad thing for some
people.
I've seen those...
I will die alone with my dogs, as you know, and be eaten by my dogs, and no one will notice for several months. You will find me embedded way in my memory foam.
Or you'll be...
Or in my skeleton, anyway.
You'll be down the memory
foam. But the glass of wine won't have moved. You see the commercials with the woman bouncing on the bed and the glass of wine is not
You know
moving.
What? I may do
whatever
this.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I may do this just with you guys, actually, at my funeral. Man 28 wakes up at his own funeral.
Oh!
Don't you hate when that happens? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, psych! Yeah. Ha! Oh. You still have to work with me.
That's horrifying.
It's funny. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, ha! All right.
Don't do that.
You don't want. You wouldn't want to wake up while you're being cremated. That
no,
would be bad.
That'd be bad. That would... Ooh, it's getting warm in here.
Ow.
This memory foam is hot. Okay.
No traction.
18 minutes after the hour. Just the imprints of me and my ginormous dogs. That's all you'll find. And a glass of wine. 18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Very visually startling this morning. We have a new set. We are in Captain America's underpants, and we have giant strawberries as big as baby heads.
Yep.
That somebody just brought in from the Strawberry Festival
California
or something?
Yeah, the California Strawberry Festival.
These were grown right near Three Mile Island and then shipped over here, too.
Oh, no, they were grown right here in California.
Of course
Salinas,
they were.
California, it says here on the box.
Oh, speaking of back near my hometown, Kodak had a secret nuclear reactor loaded with enriched uranium hidden in the basement. In Rochester?
Yeah.
Is there going to be an arms race? That were Canon and Nikon and maybe Olympus going to have to arm now?
That's where these strawberries were grown.
Could be. Kodak may be going under, according to Gawker. Apparently, they could have started their own nuclear war if they'd wanted to 6 years ago down in the basement in Rochester. Wow. They had a nuclear reactor loaded with 3.5 pounds of enriched uranium.
Why?
Seems unwise.
Why?
The purpose for the reactor apparently was not sinister. They used it to check materials for impurities as well as neutron radiography testing.
What?
Who knew? Same kind of stuff they use in atomic warheads. I'm just saying they're scrambling right now at Nikon and Olympics. We've got to get our own.
Olympics.
All right. John Bolton thinks we need to blow up all of them first.
Well,
just
cannon.
Preemptively.
Yeah.
Yes. I would get under your desk if you're listening at Canon right now.
Canon, get it? Blow
get
up
it?
Cannon.
Hey! Florin. Dana in Maryland. Hi, Dana. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I think the last caller thought he was calling Glenn Beck.
Yes.
By mistake.
We're frequently confused.
Yeah. I was watching something last night. She was talking about the war on women or the supposed war on women and John Boehner denying that there was one. And she must have shown a dozen, things that they've passed, abortion, you know, one after the other.
Yep.
You know, and now we're talking about coat hangers and, it really is.
This
guy in Mississippi is talking about coat hangers.
Oh,
and his name's Bubba, so it's perfectly fitting.
Perfect. All right. Oh, by the way, I was hoping this was about the actual Boner. Boner rejects sexual harassment allegations?
No, not that
it's
Boner.
Not that Boner. It's actually a guy named Boner.
Yeah, B-O-N-E-R.
Despite allegations from two female employees were fired in retaliation for complaining about being sexually harassed.
By the Boner.
Tennessee property assessor Bill Boner.
Bill Boner.
What else is he supposed to do? I mean, it's his name.
At least his name wasn't Richard.
He said he would not step down from office and will continue his bid for re-election.
Sure.
He said he's upset because the allegation has taken quite a toll on his wife, Joyce Boner.
I'm sure the name just took a toll on his wife.
Yeah, right. Who he's been married to for many years. In the complaints, The two women accused Boner of attempting to look down female employees' shirts, making grunting sounds toward women, commenting about sex with farm animals and not needing a wife for sexual satisfaction. Okay.
Hey, Jiggles, grab a pad and back that gorgeous butt in here.
Oh, you get away.
Don't act like you don't like it.
On several occasions...
There's no war in women. It might be some coffee, you whore.
On several occasions, Boner, who owns a petting zoo...
Oh, no.
Oh, dude.
Oh, or a heavy petting zoo in his case.
Yikes.
Oh, no. It said sexist comments about female customers who came into the property assessor's office and asked employees to do cartwheels.
That's man is a padding zoo. Yeah. That man is a P.I.G. pig.
He probably has some of them at the petting zoo.
Sure.
Oh, boy. All right. So here, wow, this really backs up the Republicans for cutting money for education. Because we're not a country of dopes or anything. Gawker reports world's dumbest criminal holds up police officer inside a police station. A teenager in Texas told the cops he was just kidding when he walked into the police department and told an officer to hand over his money. He attempted to hold up the officer with a white towel over his hands. And he said later, man, I play like that all the time. I didn't think she'd take it seriously.
Yeah.
Cops are notoriously have a good sense of humor. When you point a gun at them and...
Face if you...
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Danette in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Danette.
Hey, Stephanie. I am supporting the American economy. My husband and I are buying a house.
Okay.
And I just came from my mortgage broker who has us verify our pay and our financial solvency every 2 weeks through the process of buying this house.
Yep.
And I don't understand why Jamie Dimon doesn't have to be verified. I don't get that. And I'm pissed, and I want my $2 billion back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. See, different rules. That's the whole I think that's what a lot of this election is going to come down to, the 99% and the 1%. And that's, you know. And by the way, that was the thing about the whole Washington Post story, is that he was the governor's kid. Of course he got away with it.
Sure.
You know, that's the thing. Different rules for the top 1%. That's the whole campaign. 29 minutes after the hour, Ian Millhiser, policy analyst for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Coming up next to discuss Romney and immigration as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I admire your loyalty. You've had that hairstyle forever. You don't care that it's out of fashion. You stick with it.
Yep. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. Well, I guess now we know why we've tripled the ratings here at Current. We're just, despite our best efforts, I guess we're just for everybody. We're for every carbon base. We just posted the teabagging. The first interracial three-way teabagging demonstration.
Yeah, except what Aisha doing wasn't teabagging.
No, that was something else. But we posted that up where? On
Sexy Liberal Facebook.
Sexy Liberal Facebook is, the teabagging. It's actually a YouTube video of the actual demonstration. Okay. And then...
Your mother would be so proud.
Yes, she sure is. And then Colleen from Twitter has posted, this is her daughter, Miranda, who is, we don't know how old.
Right.
She's little. Okay.
Okay, how does it go?
I'm walking on sunshine.
No, start at the beginning. How does it go?
It's ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on sunshine. Well, I'm walking on sunshine. Well, I'm gonna feel good. Ow.
Yeah. I think we have a new opening for the show.
Hi, Stephanie Miller.
Oh. I think my dead eggs have just revived. Okay.
They got all squishy again.
I just ovulated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have some strawberry in your teeth. You have some strawberry in your
teeth. I'm trying to make it go with the set because there's more red. I'm trying to match stuff on the set.
What?
Okay. Kids, we frequently talk to Ian Millhiser at the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
That's right.
Because he's an action hero like me. I'm Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
in Captain America's Underpants. Ian joins us now to talk about all things Romney. Hello, Ian. Good morning.
I have a kung fu grip, Stephanie.
Well, awesome. Then you qualify.
Awesome. Hi, Ian.
How are you?
I'm good. Wasn't it perfect that a Romney spokesman actually said he's still deciding what his position on immigration is? And then she's like, oh, I misspoke. No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, it's funny because now he's still deciding. But in the primary, I remember this guy named Mitt Romney who talked about making America so miserable for undocumented immigrants to up and leave. I remember people like Chris Kobach, the guy who wrote the Arizona law, endorsing Romney. I remember Romney campaigning with Chris Kobach on Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
So, you know, he may still be deciding what his position is for the general election, but when he was trying to appeal to Republican primary voters, I thought he had a really clear position, on what he thought about this.
Oh, he was, I think, the most extreme of all the candidates actually in the primary on immigration, wasn't he? I mean, then they've even flip-flopped on the Kobach thing. They're like, he's an advisor. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's just a supporter now. I mean, it's pathetic.
You know, it's clear they don't know what they want on their Etch-a-Sketch right now, because, you know, they've got this base that they've got to keep happy, and the base is in Kobach's back pocket. You know, they want the hardest, most harsh immigration policy they can think of. But then Romney also knows that if he loses New Mexico, Colorado, and Nevada, he loses the election, period.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, obviously he's talked about in the primary he would kill the Dream Act. I mean, and now it's, oh, well, I'm looking at Marco Rubio's version of it. I mean, just this, as I was saying, this is going to be a really tough pivot, isn't it, in the general?
Yeah, I mean, he's been spending a month at this point trying to decide what he thinks about immigration. You know, he says he doesn't know, or his spokesperson says he doesn't know what his position is, and then he's, you know, Kobach is an advisor, then he's not an advisor, and it's clear that he's really struggling, and the problem is eventually he's going to need to make a decision, and when he makes that decision, I don't know how he gets away with not cheesing off one side or the other.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that, as you say in your piece here, you know, he wants to Etch-a-Sketch away his views because of his stunning unpopularity with Latino voters. What are the latest polls you've seen? I've seen some pretty bad ones for him on Latino voters.
Yeah, I think it's something like 50 or 60 points. I mean, it is one of the most massive gaps I've seen. And like I said, in those southwest states, you know, New Mexico, Colorado, and Nevada, if Obama can run the table with those Latino voters, doesn't matter if he loses Ohio, doesn't matter if he loses Florida, you know, he can still win this election pretty comfortably just because of those Latino voter blocks in those southwestern states.
Do you think there's still a chance he's going to choose Rubio? And is that going to do anything to help him with Latino voters?
Well, it's funny. There was a piece, I think it was in Politico yesterday, which said that Romney is looking for the most boring white male candidate he can find. So, you know, Rob Portman out of Ohio is looking really great right now. you know, Rubio isn't a white male. You know, he's not as boring as Rob Portman. And I'll add that Rubio, you know, he resembles Sarah Palin a lot more than the Tea Party wants to let on. I mean, Rubio has been a senator for about 7 minutes right now. And so if we thought that the former half-term governor from Alaska would be a great person to have next in line for the presidency, Marco Rubio has a very similar resume.
You also write a piece about, boy, oh boy, even Tony Perkins thinks Rand Paul's anti-gay joke was unacceptable. Wow, that's when you know you've really jumped the gay shark, right?
Yeah, no, the gay shark does not think this is fabulous. It's really fun to watch. You know, you've got this post-Obama marriage freakout going on where, you know, Obama, or rather Rand Paul tells this joke about, oh, Obama's views on marriage couldn't get any gayer because that was funny when I was in the third grade.
Yes.
You know, Tony Perkins, who actually leads an anti-gay hate group, says that's inappropriate. You've got a GOP pollster saying that Republicans need to get with the program and just embrace marriage equality because that's where the country's going. So they don't know where to go right now. I mean, Obama has got them in a tizzy at the same time that you see even, you know, Democrats who have been fairly conservative on this issue, people like Steny Hoyer and Harry Reid, uniting behind the president. So you've got one party that's clearly very united and the other that doesn't know what to do with what just happened.
Well, and as you say, Tony Perkins, well, I'd forgotten some of the greatest hits till you listed them for me. He blamed gay people for everything from undermining military security to shrinking the economy to actively trying to recruit high school students into a gay lifestyle. He once accused a jelly bean manufacturer of sexualizing candy, and he praised discredited ex-gay therapies for rescuing a woman from gay bondage. Ooh, that's hot.
No, those jelly beans are dirty, dirty, girl.
Dirty, dirty, dirty. I think he was referring to Mike and Ike, clearly gay candy.
Yes, no, apparently they're very dirty boys.
Yes.
Mike and Ike, apparently the candy manufacturer, decided that they were going to have a parting of ways between Mike and Ike.
Right.
And this, of course, meant that Mike must have previously been sodomizing Ike, because that's what jelly beans do.
Oh, still illogical interpretation.
We had this discussion before. You know, we agreed that gum that squirts in your mouth is a much gayer candy. What is that? Freshen Up?
Freshen Up gum.
Yeah, come on. Splooch. Okay. By the way, you mentioned RNC chair Reince Priebus, who I serves no useful purpose that I can see. But, he refused to defend Rand Paul on this homophobic comment. But I love he said, I don't know what he meant by that. Oh, please. What do you mean I don't know what he meant by that? It was a gay smear, clearly.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I knew what kids meant when they said that on the third grade playground. I think, you know, Priebus's comments, though, you know, it points to the incoherence where the GOP doesn't know how to react to this. And ultimately, I think that's very good for equality. You know, one thing I found very frustrating during the fight over the Affordable Care Act is the right wing had one talking point. It's unconstitutional, and here's why, and they all said the exact same thing. And it was very hard to get Democrats to talk coherently about this issue.
Right.
And when you have one side that doesn't know what to say, and you have the other side that speaks very clearly, certainty wins in the eyes of the public very often. And I think it's going to play out in the opposite direction here. You know, Obama and his allies are speaking incredibly clearly, and they happen to be right. And the other side doesn't know what to do. And I think this is going to lead to, a shift in opinion.
Well, you know, what do you make of the latest poll, Ian, the CBS New York Times poll, saying that, you know, the marriage equality issue could be trouble politically for the president? It's hard to say, isn't it, at this point and in various swing states?
I mean, in the short term, I don't know it's going to matter that much. I think that poll said that 26% of the country think less of the president because of that, and that's probably the 26% of the country who would never vote for him no matter what he does.
Right, right.
So I'm not worried about that. I also don't necessarily think that it's going to help him all that much. You know, mm-hmm. This is in people's views on Barack Obama, I think, are pretty well defined right now. But what I do think that it does is when people see the president of the United States plant the flag for equality, you know, first of all, you're seeing marginal Democrats rally behind his position. Second of all, you're going to see it legitimize that position in more and more people's minds. And, you know, this is one of those things where symbolism really matters. You know, the fact that the president has planted this flag means that more and more Americans are going to go, okay, this is now, you know, the mainstream position.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with it now. And I think you're going to see a shift towards equality.
Well, I think so, too. And that's what leaders do, right? I mean, and as you say, it also hopefully will have the benefit of mobilizing young people and gay people maybe in a way, obviously, that they weren't out in the midterms but were in 2004, right?
Right. No, and there is some chance of that. I mean, certainly, there's some people who are disaffected, and this gives them a reason to come out. You know, ultimately, though, you know, my political analysis is that this is probably a wash, and, you know, the reason why this is good is not because it, you know, drives donors to Obama or it, you know, discourages someone on the other side. The reason why this is good is because Obama did the right thing.
Well,
and
I was just going to say, and if it's possible, it's made Mitt Romney look even more unprincipled. You can tell he just doesn't want to talk about this, probably, you know, because of this Republican memo going around showing that, look, attitudes have changed, and, you know, the people, basically, they're saying the Republican Party should come out in favor of marriage equality. And so you're right, they don't know what to do. They're battered by evangelicals on one side and the establishment on the other, right?
Yeah, no, and I mean, Romney's even etch-a-sketching on this issue.
Yeah.
You know, in one week, he was both for and against allowing gay couples to adopt.
Oh, in one day, Ian, in one day.
Yeah, exactly. And let me just say, how can you be against adoption? Right. You know, I don't care what you think of gay couples. How could you possibly think that having a child raised with no family at all is better than them being raised by two loving parents who happen to both be men or both be women?
And Ian, as I pointed out before, people need to be adopted because somewhere two straight people screwed up. So, just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Ian, great stuff as always. We will check in with you more often as the election rolls along. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Yay. Neil Heiser of the Center for American Progress.
Can we go Animus?
Yes, he's an Animus. 46
But he has Kung Fu grip.
Yes.
We found that out.
Crunchy audio goodness from the president, and it's not at Flannel University. It's at Barnard. Barnard.
I stand corrected.
And Celebrity Stack as we conclude the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, God. That feels weird and good all at once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog.
Stephanie Miller Show. Tomorrow on The Big Show, two of America's finest comedians, Rick Overton and Dan Rather.
Yeah.
Courage. 41.
Courage.
I mean, 51. Yes, 1-800-STEP-12. That is disturbing. Jesse has sent a new Minnesota teabagging flag. It's a... The teabagging demonstration, me, John, and Aisha on a rainbow flag.
Yeah, but Aisha is not teabagging.
No.
She's doing something quite different.
John looks like he's surfing on my face. Okay, he's got a little, he's doing this thing. He's like a, yeah.
Hal is the expert teabagger.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
We've had more practice.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Obama at Barnard College yesterday.
It is simple math. Today, women are not just half this country, you're half its workforce.
Yeah, great. Okay.
The, I don't like he's going to say anything different to the chicks at Barnard. What?
Don't just get involved. Fight for your seat at the table. Better yet, fight for a seat at the head of the table.
Yeah. Don't listen. Don't get in the way of my feminist frenzy. Because I'm so in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. President.
Whether you'll be able to earn equal pay for equal work.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you'll be able to balance the demands of your job and your family. Whether you'll be able to fully control decisions about your own health.
Or in my case, balancing the demands of my job against nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Your dogs.
Drinking and dogs. Okay. Arnold in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Arnold.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Good.
Take some getting used to you on this current show. You know, you and that Jackie Chef and the good eye candy. I tell you, make an old man breathe real hard, you know? I remember if I got my nitroglycerin tablets in. You know, last Tuesday election, these bubbles down here are disillusioned into some kind of state of frenzy talking about, you know, they slap each other high five and fist bump and talking about, well, Barack Obama done lost his black vote down here. Well, I'm just going to check your show and let's take a stand here and let them know that the black people I live with down here in my circle, we have a constitutional pledge here. Before, and it goes like this. We would rather slide down a 50-foot razor blade into a cool tub of alcohol before
ow.
We ever vote Republican.
Oh, my. Ow. All right. Yikes. Got
need
it.
More than nitroglycerin. Take care of that.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. That's, that would sting a little bit. All right. You know who else is getting jiggy with it?
Who?
Will Smith, supporting Barack
Bring
Obama's
it.
Stance on marriage equality. He says the question of whether gay people should be allowed to legally marry is about semantics. If anyone can find someone to love them and help them through this difficult thing we call life, I support that in any shape or form. Still, Smith says the president's support for gay marriage was a brave move in an election year. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, didn't take it to the president. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. All right. By the way, Katy Perry.
She kissed a girl and she liked it.
Yeah,
I've heard.
Yeah. I guess her boyfriend, her husband did mind because they divorced.
Yeah.
Perry recently revealed her next album will be real dark.
Oh.
Because she and Russell Brand just filed for divorce. So maybe Bitter California Girls? I don't know.
Well, the first single from it is actually kind of dark.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the bubblegum type stuff we've come to expect from Katy Perry.
Really?
Yeah.
Somewhere between Black Sabbath and Sex Pistols. Mm.
And she's in
more
the
like,
video. She's
more
fighting.
Like Sam Kinison. I hope you slide in a gas truck and taste your own blood.
Well,
kind of.
Yeah. I don't know. In the video, she's fighting the war, fighting a war in combat. It's like kind of dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Love is a battlefield. That's what I'm told. Tam mom would totally do Playboy if they asked her, Jim.
Yeah. That'll happen.
That's got to look like my dad's nasty old wallet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Play catcher's mitt, maybe that.
That's a sizzling hot body, all right. Okay.
No,
what
wow.
That's all about. All right. The president again at Barnard yesterday.
After decades of slow, steady, extraordinary progress, you are now poised to make this the century where women shape not only their own destiny, but the destiny of this nation and of this world.
What? Yeah.
And in the meantime, make me some coffee.
Shush. He's way ahead in the chick vote.
He is not going to say that at Barnard, because he will get it right back.
He's way ahead in the chick vote on Romney.
No matter who you are or what you look like, no matter who you love or what God you worship, you can still pursue your own happiness.
Yay! Yay, I say to that. And finally, he finished with this.
But whenever you feel that creeping cynicism, whenever you hear those voices say you can't make a difference, whenever somebody tells you to set your sights lower, the trajectory of this country should give you hope. Previous generations should give you hope. What young generations have done before should give you hope. Young folks who marched and mobilized and stood up and sat in, from Seneca Falls to Selma to Stonewall, didn't just do it for themselves, they did it for other people. That's how we achieved women's rights. That's how we achieved voting rights. That's how we achieved workers' rights.
Yeah.
That's how we achieved gay rights.
Don't make a joke about why they're cheering for that louder.
Well, you know, you told me not to.
It is not called Leslie U.
I said it was called Flannel University.
That's not what you said earlier.
I didn't say Leslie. I don't use the word Leslie.
Oh, you do too.
I don't use the word Leslie.
Oh, Gene in St. Paul, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. I just want to say that we proudly converted my husband from Romney to back to Obama.
Yes!
I watch your show every morning, and I also watch Chink and Elliot and Jennifer at night. And he comes in, and he used to want to turn the channel, and he doesn't want to turn the channel anymore.
Wow. Oh, hooray. He has good taste in broads and broadcasting, tell him.
I agree, 100%.
Thank you, Gene. Good job. Nicely
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Nicely done. All right. So tomorrow, don't forget, Dan Rather on the big show.
Yep.
Very exciting. And Rick Overton, comedian extraordinaire, live in studio all 3 hours.
That's right.
So they'll be dueling Sean Connery's,
of course.
You know. Mm-hmm. Jim will drag his yam sacks through the brambles to get here tomorrow, as Sean says.
And I'm going to be answering cards and letters from LARPers and Barnard University
Good
students.
Luck to you. Have a
Thank
good day,
you.
Sir.
Great.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.